Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Lisa, Lisa called Jam.
Oh, wow. That's a long name today.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happens when you eat tacos? You get no, an that's extra long name?
No, that's what happens when you're thirsty.
Oh, thirsty. Oh, you're thirsty. Oh. You're thirsty.
You're thirsty.
You were listening to episode 548.
5-4 to the 8.
You will listen to the next show where we say it's like 565, but that's because we went on the road.
Yes.
And we fucked it up.
No, we said, was it 565 or 545?
Yeah, something like that. We like totally fucked it up. And it's kind of like a crappy show, so we're just going to throw it in for you.
I wouldn't later consider it crappy. Or I would just say it was...
Not all there.
It was on a whim.
Yeah. Real whim.
Because we should have started recording when we started our adventure, but halfway through we're like, oh, we should just have recorded the show.
Yeah, and we didn't.
And we didn't, but we started recording. I think we got a good 45 minutes of it.
We started talking about stuff that we could not talk about because we have like a phone call with one of the things we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Solange? AKA
Solange. Hashtag So long as you leave me alone, we'll be okay.
or Basement Baby, as otherwise known as Basement Baby.
Basement Baby. So here in a few minutes, you might hear the dogs come in because Tony just took them out. So
yeah, and they're going to get real crazy.
Real crazy. Open her.
I mean, I'm a little afraid because I'm in direct contact of Ivy literally bouncing on me.
All right. So do we want to go into elevator issues or do we want to go straight into our girl?
How was your week? Let's start with that one
first. Oh, do you think it's more important?
A little bit.
My week was fine. I just worked and came home and I have an interview on Tuesday. Yay. For a really
and
good paying job.
Did you have like a prep interview or like a...
I went to another manager and asked some tips on what I could do.
Now, is this your direct manager or...
She was my old manager.
Okay, so she knows like your work.
I don't really care for my new manager, so I didn't want to talk to
her. No one cares about their real managers, girl.
So I asked her because the person that I'm interviewing with is her manager.
Oh, okay. So she's got the insight.
She's got the insight.
Oh,
yeah.
Insight.
So
she's got that insight.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for the interview on Tuesday and hopefully I'll hear something by the end of the week.
You're going to have to let me know because I'm going to be totally like,
oh my God,
nervous.
I'm going to piss myself.
I'm going to be nervousies at work. Be like, oh my God.
No, nervousies. It's from 9 to 10. That's early. Oh. I still might be CPC, so I probably shouldn't take my Ambien that night.
Well, no, you just go get a, you know, venti green tea latte. It'll keep you up. No sugar added.
And then let's see, this weekend yesterday you'll find out what we did you'll find out on the next show what we did yesterday, but we basically did some shopping. We spent all day together and then I was like, oh, Roger, do you want to stay over? You want to stay with or hang out with Tony and I and watch movies? He's like, no, I'm kind of done with you.
AKA, all I said was, no, I'm tired. I want to go home and go to
exact
sleep.
Same thing. Exact same right, thing. Right.
It's spelt out the same
right.
thing.
Right. So that's basically all my week was. Nothing special. I have been trying to get the TV mounted on the wall, you guys. And it's just been a hot mess. And
you know, I wouldn't say that it's been a hot mess because nothing has actually been attempted. However, he told me yesterday when I came over that he was going to have someone pay them $125 to mount the fucking TV on the wall. And I was like, you don't spend $125. Give me a two-piece and a biscuit, and I'll do it for you. And
you didn't do it. But
I haven't
still got
done
a two-piece and a biscuit.
I have not done it.
Yep. Well, once
but
we get a drill.
I can do it. Once we get a drill, we can do it. But mm-hmm. It was, which then ensued our adventure yesterday.
To Lowe's.
To Lowe's.
You kind of had a crush on the person that was helping us with the
screws
and stuff.
Okay, so he was like a little bit of an older man. I would probably say he was in his 40s. Like, maybe late 40s, mm-hmm. but he looked good. Like, mm-hmm. I thought he looked really good. And he was married.
He was a married man.
Oh, and I just wanted to look at
He liked crack. To mount his TV. He loves to mount TVs.
He was like, he liked to mount.
He was down on his knees getting your nuts.
He was just, and bolts.
Oh, twinsies. Oh, stop it. We have the same brain.
Anyway, so, yeah, but we.
How was your week?
It's been a little stressful.
Oh my God. Can we please have a good week?
If you can see, I'm already like tensing up. Well, you know, I know I've been talking about the apartment hunt since last week, and you'll listen tomorrow, or you'll listen to the next show and you'll hear it. Yeah, I mean, it's just stressful. I took off Friday. My tummy was hurting. I was a little stressed out because it's been really busy at work. And then with trying to find a place and blah, blah, blah. I think I just
needed a break.
I needed a day. I needed a mental day. And I took one Friday and I set up a bunch of appointments to go see apartments on Friday.
And
all of them canceled.
Assholes and douchebags.
Yes.
And bitches and sluts.
And I had literally like five of them. All of them canceled.
Hashtag Solange.
Hashtag basement baby. Not even playing. And so that was a little defeating. But then I... just like hung out, and then I went to have breakfast with my mom on Saturday, which was really, really nice. I had a very long conversation with her, and you know, I think, as I was explaining to Ricky yesterday, I think there are two things that could happen. I could either move out and live on my own, or I could move back home and save some money. And I think I'm leaning more towards moving back home and saving some money. At least for a year.
How are you going to masturbate?
Well, I have my own room.
Oh, here comes the dogs.
Here come the dogs.
Let's pause it.
Let's pause it for a second.
And we're back.
And we're back. And we're back.
We were talking about how you're going to masturbate in your house.
Yes, I will have my own room. So,
I wonder if it's like the Bates Motel and your mom has like a little hole in your room that is creepy. And she watches you.
That's creepy.
Because she's in love with you.
That's really creepy.
Do you love your mom like that too?
No. This is not Oedipus complex.
Wait, is that the same? Is it Oedipus?
Oedipus.
That liked his mom? That loved his mom?
He loved his mom in a sexual way.
Oh. That was a different word.
Oedipus?
That's like a Greek person, right?
Or Greek mythology. Latin.
Yep.
So that's going on. So I think I'm going to do that, but I'm not sure yet. I have... Till the end of July.
If you could just find something that's a little lower, because we found a place.
Yes, and the second place that we saw was really so nice. Cute.
Did we talk about it on the roadshow?
I think we did. A little bit. Yeah. So we can move on. Yeah. But anyway, so today woke up and here I am. Yay.
Yay. Today I took Mark and Jeffrey to an adoption event downtown. Mm-hmm. It was actually all along, was that Oak Avenue or Oak Street?
Oak and Rush?
Is. Yeah, around that area. Mm-hmm. But it was the whole thing of Oak up to whatever road that cuts it off.
Did they have them outside?
Yeah, they were outside on the sidewalks.
Oh, wow, that's fun.
So, like, every place that they had, like, a set of balloons is where another dog was that you could potentially adopt. So they found one that they liked, but somebody had already put the paperwork.
What kind of dog
it.
Was it?
She was, like, a small German Shepherd. So, and they have a husky.
Why do people, like... I mean, that's like a big fucking dog. It's like, ain't nobody
well,
got time.
They for have a husky already. It's like big, 85 pounds.
It's like, ain't nobody got time for that big ass dog.
Ain't nobody got time for no big ass dog.
Ain't nobody got time for no big ass dog.
Oh, yeah, and I did that. So, oh, there were so many cute dogs.
Were small ones?
All of them. There were small ones. There were little chihuahuas, too.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They had
so
the
would have come home with another
dog.
One. My sister, my mom would have been like, no.
There was this one dog. It had the shape of a chihuahua. You know the ones that probably weigh like 15 or 20 pounds, like the chunky chihuahuas?
Oh, like they were
But it had
mixed?
Really long legs.
Oh, it was probably...
It was inbred. A mix. It was a mix of dogs.
Yeah.
It kind of had long legs like a hunting dog, you know? Mm-hmm. But it had short, stout body like a chihuahua. It was so cute. It looked like an elephant on stilts.
That's kind of weird. That's like a little football with straws coming out.
Right.
Of it.
Like toothpicks.
That's funny. Oh, I would have totally probably gone home with one. with the Chihuahua. How much is it? Is it like 200?
There were different people there, like different organizations. Oh, so they're like all different things.
Oh, I wish you would have told me there was a bunch of Chihuahuas. I totally would have
there
got
was
one.
A bunch of Chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas.
Cheese dogs?
Yeah, no. So anyway, but
do you want to go?
Let's are we go into go the elevator.
Elevator?
Would you like to take a ride with us?
Yes, let's take a ride. We have a telephone call.
Oh, we have a phone call.
Yes,
we have a callie call
because someone
clearly wanted to talk about
it. Yes, so let's put our headphones on because you know we don't use them that often anymore because someone doesn't. Because
we're so advanced.
Because someone doesn't want to have
headphone hair. I need you to get off that.
Well, that's the reason why you don't wear it, right?
No.
Well, I want to hear this call first because I don't know if we played it. So we'll just go ahead and do phone calls right now.
Sure. Phone calls.
Buenos dias, it's me.
Oh, yeah. We played that one. That's Hendrick.
Yeah. Okay. Who took forever to start the call.
Right. Well, it's because he's on a delay. He's in Germany. There's some kind of delay, probably.
Is there government censoring their phone calls?
Probably.
Oh my god.
They're probably about to
build that goes up to Mark.
They're probably about to build a new wall or something over there.
Right.
All right.
Let's not get crazy.
Hey Fell Monkeys, this is Scott in Oregon. I was just calling to ask why there has not yet been a podcast to discuss the infamous elevator beatdown situation. Yeah, I've been anxiously waiting all week to see something from you guys on this. What's your protocol when there's big, important news like this? Anyway, love you guys. Love what you do. Let's talk about this beatdown. Bye.
So this was the really cute Scott that I was telling you about.
Nike?
That Nike Scott.
Oh my God. So he totally Facebooked me.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh my God, I can't believe you went to Kentucky because it was a show. I was like, I love you.
Isn't he cute?
Will you marry me? Scott, will you marry me?
So we do need a protocol on when something big happens. We need to like
do like a, I think what we could do is I could record a voice message and then send it to you and then you could just post it. And vice versa. Like just like newsflash.
Or we could like do a Google Hangout and we can record it.
Yeah.
And then put it out.
Yeah. I agree with that.
How do we feel about the elevator beatdown? First, it was crazy news because no one expected anything crazy to happen between
perfection or what some people assume is perfection.
Quotation marks,
air
perfection.
Quotes. Right.
Because DeAndre, you know, he's all about the bae. And unfortunately, bae had a fuck up.
She had a real fuck up. That bitch stood on the side and was like, go on ahead, basement baby.
I ain't doing shit.
Beat that hova. I like the fact that she tried to kick him and he grabbed her leg.
And she wasn't giving up either.
No.
She did not
I was seriously, I was like the inner evil of me was hoping that he would punch her.
Oh my God.
Like when she started kicking him, they go, bam. Foul Monkeys
but,
do not condone violence.
But it's something to talk about.
But it's something that would have been awesome.
But the other thing is I love that when they came out of the elevator, Beyonce was all smiles, like, ding! Nothing happened up in here.
Well, because she knew exactly when she come out, paparazzi everywhere. Mm-hmm. Little pap. Little Rotsy.
So Solange fucked up. People.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
Solange.
Who's that?
That's Beyonce's sister.
Oh, you mean Basement Baby.
Yeah.
Basement Baby.
Which I don't understand. So Beyonce's name, why isn't it Solange?
I think it's a French name. It's Solange.
Yeah, but Beyonce is spelled the same way.
Well, goddamn, you can say it's Solange.
Or that Basement Baby. Like
or Basement Baby. How do you pronounce Solange's name? Baby?
People went crazy. But I mean, as soon as it happened, people were posting memes like crazy.
I was a little floored because I was like, whoa. I was like, what are people talking about?
At first, I thought it was fake. I was like, no, this cannot be real.
Because they keep a lot of their family matters so private. Like, for example, when shit broke that her father had cheated on her mother and then they had an illegitimate child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was pretty, like, whoa. Like, air quotations, perfect, baby.
Real.
Baby.
Real.
Real.
Too real.
Please. I knew as soon as they were getting divorced, I'm like, there was a scandal that was brewing or is brewing and it's about to come out. I just thought it was really odd because it was just, it seemed like it came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then my Jules was talking to me and she was telling me that apparently Basement Baby has bipolar disorder. And she had admitted herself into a rehab center.
When?
A long time ago, but I don't remember hearing this.
No, me either. I don't think that's true.
I don't believe it either. And I didn't look up to check, but
I think what happened is Jay-Z is breaking off a little piece to Solange. And it got a little too weird.
Well, so I think that she could have kept going. If it wasn't for that damn bodyguard that was standing in there.
Right.
Because Beowulf would have just let her be, like, she was just standing back, like, go on ahead, girl, do your thing.
Mm-mm, I ain't getting bruised.
I don't know, girl. I look good. I got Gucci on.
But I love that all the memes that came out just like 30 seconds after it was
released. Oh my God. Some of them were fucking hilarious. Like, there was one that was, what's the name of the tour? The Runaway Tour?
Uh-huh. No, it was, you mean Beyonce's tour?
Yeah.
It was the name of the Runaway from Solange tour. And it was a picture of an elevator.
No, the other one was the actual picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce where she's got the head thing on.
Uh-huh.
And you see the Runaway from Solange tour coming to you summer 2014. I was like, that's the bomb.
I think it's crazy.
No. It's not crazy. I think it's perfect. I think this is what needed to happen to them.
Perfect.
Because they were walking around here
like they're the best things like that ever happened.
Like their shit don't stink. Mm-hmm. And I know that DeAndre is going to hate me for this, but I don't care.
Mariah Carey doesn't walk around like her shit doesn't stink. Well, no, she does.
Well,
but she used not to.
Her shit doesn't stink. She has a perfume.
Right.
It's called Butterfly. It's called Rainbows.
Her husband.
She just sprays it when her shit gets really stinky. But I just think it's funny. In all honesty, it is very difficult to see something like that because A, you don't know what's going on. You don't know you as an entertainer, as someone who lives their life in the public eye, or at least part of their life in the public eye, like you are always having to keep yourself in check. And like, even when you think you're not being watched, you are.
You're being
so I think to some degree, I do feel a little bit, I mean, in all sincerity, I do feel a little bit sad that someone took a private matter like this.
They totally took advantage of them.
And then
they
took advantage.
They got paid $500,000.
Well, no. Apparently, they got paid $250,000 for the video, and then they were fired. And now there's a criminal investigation against this person who released the tape because that was a tape that belonged to the hotel that they were staying at.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and to that sense, to that aspect, I do feel kind of bad for them.
So now that person is lose the $250,000 that they made.
Are going to go to lawyers.
Is going to go to lawyers.
Because they're going to have to protect themselves.
But, and Beyonce is going to sue them.
Oh, my God.
Jay-Z is going to sue them. Solange, well, she needs to sue them because she needs money, probably.
But, you know, I just feel bad because, every family goes through something like that. Mm-hmm. They're not special that this just, you know, doesn't happen. It happens to everyone. You know, and to that fact, they did release a statement almost a week later saying that this was a family matter and shit happens. Like,
we took care of it. We're friends.
We
now.
Took care of it. We put Basement Baby back in the basement. She's fine. Threw away that key and
basement,
she's
baby.
But you know, it is sad that even when you think that you are trying to keep your life extremely private, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that Beyonce has kept a seemingly private life to her control. I think that she's
until she just
a
came out with that
it.
Album. Apparently, she's freaky with Jay-Z.
Well, I mean, that's fine. She's an adult.
Partition.
She can do it. Yeah, I mean,
come on, girl.
Yeah, she was slumming. She, I mean, swallowing that cum.
Oh, it's just
that watermelon juice. But I mean, I just think it's sad. I think it's really sad that someone wanted to make a buck off of them, you know?
But you kind of would too.
Well, I don't know if I would, because I think I would think of the consequence of the aftermath. It. Yes, of releasing it and all that. I would think of that. However, if there was someone else who was willing to take that chance, I would totally encourage them.
Like, Ricky, girl, you need to release that video.
Girl, just give me the $250,000 as soon as you get it. I will save it for you when you get out of jail. Boom! So, but yeah, I mean, I think it's really sad. And on the same token, I think that this is what makes people and artists human. Barbara Walters just did her last special.
Baba Wawa.
Baba Wawa. Oh my God, that was so funny. I saw them do that because they aired a little piece of that. I watched a special that was on this Friday for Barbara Walters, and they asked her, like, what did you think about, like, people making fun of your speech? And she was like, well, I don't know where that ba wa 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 came from. She's like, but all I know is that I couldn't really pronounce my R's properly. I roll my R's properly. But anyways, but she was saying that the thing that she found most fascinating about interviewing dignitaries and celebrities and all that is that at the end of the day, they were just as human as she was, as human as anyone walking off the street. And that,
but millionaires,
right? Well, beside that, I mean, they were still people who were just like every other person. They just happened to be in the public eye and had a lot of money. I mean, doesn't matter how much money you make, you're still human. So to that aspect, I feel like,
except for if you're basement baby,
exactly. Then you got to beat someone's ass in the elevator to make money,
right? Well, people said it was our first hit in years.
Oh snap, what? What a burn. Whoever said that was probably right.
Speaking of hits, do you have it queued up?
Oh,
let's play it again.
Do you want to play that one or the one from today's show?
Yeah, today's show.
Okay, hold on.
Just, oh my God, it's not up already. Never mind then.
It is up.
Come on. Where's it? Oh my God, just sucks. You just suck at this. You just unplug it. Unplug mine. There you go.
I mean, God.
Just
God,
undo it.
Like, seriously. Musical break, y'all.
So, absolutely. Welcome to Mariah Carey Corner.
Well.
Oh, my God. What do we have to discuss first?
Well, first of all, I'm feeling a little parched.
Oh, you're parched?
Yeah. Little.
Are you hashtag thirsty?
Real thirsty. Bitch is real thirsty. I think my vagina's dry.
Right. So, what do we think about the song Thirsty so far?
Well, without going into too much of a review, because don't forget we have the tribute show.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what this become, according to right. Mark and Ed.
Right.
Okay. So after a few listens, I actually do like the song. I think her vocals they're pretty good.
Remember what I said towards the end of the song, though?
It does. There's a lot of tension at the end of the song.
Too much vocals.
Vocally.
Yeah.
It's like all over the place. It's kind
of, and there's
like,
too many recordings happening at one time. So you have like two recordings of her voice layered. And too many instruments. And I was just like, I don't like the end. But
well, you know what, though? I agree with that, because I felt when I listened to the very end, because I was trying to, I hadn't listened to it before you'd given me that critique. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to look out for that. And then when I listened to it the first time, I was like, what was that? Because then the song kind of ends abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it gets all messy and then boom, it's done. I'm like, what? So then I listened to it a couple times, kind of.
And we love it.
Ingested it. And I was like, I like this song. I think it's totally appropriate for Mariah Carey. I think that it could potentially be a hit. If the video is done well and there's enough promotion behind it. But it's not something
it's not
that,
a
it's Emancipation of Mimi. Yeah. Like, it's,
no,
not,
it's
that.
Not that.
No.
Well, hopefully this album is a comeback album, because we haven't heard any of her songs yet.
Well, we just
other
heard
than
that.
Those. Well, and then we heard
You Don't Know What You Do To Me, or
You
Don't Know
You
What
Don't
to
Know
do?
What You're Doing.
Yeah, that one.
You Don't Know What to Do.
Love that song.
Let's talk about the performance.
Okay, wait. So the song itself is...
Okay, wait.
The song itself is classic Mariah. It has elements of Make It Happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not necessarily the actual song, but just like the energy of that song. This song and kind of embodies that. It's very like cutesy, tongue-in-cheek-ish, kind of like back and forth. The live performance that she performed, I love the back and forth of the vocals, and I like that she's not this, like, she's not too low, she's not too high, she's not hitting the high notes, but she's, it's like perfect. It's like, I don't know, I think I love the song.
What's up with the one hand glove thing?
I think it has something to do with her arm.
Oh yeah, she did hurt
because
her arm.
You know, I noticed that the other day, and it, when they interviewed her in the Today piece, she was saying, you know, that she still had issues with her arm. So I'm wondering if it's like a compression, maybe to keep it kind of like, I don't know, like to the muscle or something. That's the only thing I could think of. Or she, either that or she has a scar that she doesn't want to show.
Well, yeah.
And let's, I mean, to the left.
Yeah.
To the left.
She starts out on top of a piano.
That was the second performance. The first song that she performed was Touch My Body.
Mm-hmm.
Which she came out of the middle.
Why did she even play that? Because that's not even on, that's.
I know. She played Touch My Body.
That's from her old album, right?
Always Be My Baby. And then she played the You Don't Know.
Well, at least she's doing her old songs.
I don't like that though, because it's like.
Well, I like Always Be My Baby, but Touch My Body, I really didn't. That wasn't a song that I really cared for.
I have a little.
Touch My Body. You like the video?
I love
the Nerdy Boy video.
Oh my God. He's like, oh my God, it's Mariah Carey. I'm like, I love that. It was. The
performance was.
I
want to
know
something.
How many guys it took to get her fat ass up on that fucking piano.
Or to take her off. I didn't even see her come off the piano.
They panned away from her.
Oh, is that what they did? That's like the bulldozers picking her up and dropping her down.
So she starts off on the piano, kind of like she did when she sang
the BET.
The BET Award, mm-hmm. which I thought she did an amazing performance of that, because that was live.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, so she starts off like that, the camera pans away, and then when the camera pans to the rapper guy, and then as they pan back to her, she's standing in the middle on the microphone already. And I was
magic.
Sending, right, total magic. This is like Disney magic bullshit. And so while this is going on, I was, because it happened this Friday, I was sending text messages to Ricky, and I sent him a couple of her like standing, and no lie, that she
she's
I told
chunky.
Him like she was fat. Bitch is fat.
She's not fat. I mean, she's not. She's also not the cover of her CD either. Not even close.
No,
to that.
Not even close to that.
Photoshopped.
Either that shit was photoshopped, or they cinched her ass in that motherfucking one piece bathing suit, because she does. She looks. I think the cover looks hot. The one where she's just standing like...
Right. Of course.
Yeah. Where she's inhaling and doesn't want to let go. I thought, yeah. But I don't know. She bitch needs to go back on Nutrisystem or whatever she was
stop
on.
Stop it. She's not that bad.
Dude, her jowls are like hanging from
They're
her neck.
Hanging.
They're a little bit
Why
hanging.
Are you doing this to her?
Oh my God, I'm totally becoming Mark.
You are. I do not enjoy this.
No,
speaking of Mark, you guys need to go listen to the latest It's All About Me podcast, because you will hear the mayoral debate that I was on.
Apparently it was a shit show.
I rapped.
Yeah.
I sang.
Why did you rap?
You'll have to listen.
I haven't listened to it yet.
The show was a hot mess. RC, hot mess. TJ,
was
she
drunk?
Was lovely. He was... something. Just wait till you listen.
Was he drunk or high?
Probably a little of all.
I love RC. Which, by the way, he hasn't called in or
Has
sent a message. He is too busy trying to run that fucking mayoral debate. Which, by the way, I mean, really, we're all above 30. Let's get serious here. What city is this square town shit at?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. There's no state, I don't think.
Oh, that's sad.
But I debated
it's
anyway.
It's a sad state of affairs.
I'm a mayor, and I don't even know where it is.
You're a horrible mayor. Oh, and apparently you take their money.
Yeah, I take all their money.
You increase parking times. And you take all their money because we're rich.
Anyway, so what else?
I do want to ruin it though for Mark, because I don't know if Ed has told him, but Mariah Carey is...
Do you have a copy of that song to play a little bit?
Oh, yes. Like the actual, but it's live. So it's not going to be the, it won't be like the original version. Mm-hmm. But here, I'll play a little bit of it. But he's going to be a little devastated because Mariah Carey does the remake of One More Try by George Michael. And I'm super excited because I think that song is really befitting for her.
And you're kind of excited because you think she's going to do really good at it.
Oh, I think she's going to do amazing. Yeah, this is just get ahead. I don't want to learn. Oh, the last one I had made me cry. So I don't want to learn to hold you, touch you. I didn't know he was the original singer. And he wrote this song. One of his classics. It came off of Listen Without Prejudice. But I think the song is... I think she... If anything, she's going to do an amazing job at remaking the song. Because I think with the exception maybe of the Phil Collins song, almost all her remakes have been amazing. Any one of them. I mean, she did Open Arms, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then she did another one on Rainbow.
Yeah, she also did one with Aaron Neville.
Which one was the one with Aaron Neville?
Endless Love. No, not Aaron Neville. The one with the chocolate spot on his eye.
The chocolate. That would be Aaron Neville, but it was not him that he did a remake with. She did Endless Love with
Luther Vandross,
yes.
Which was good.
That was a really good one.
I don't know if I've ever told the story about this, but when that song first came out, I was driving in my CRX, and I heard the song. And I was like, oh my God, I have to buy this. So I went to whatever the record store was at the time.
Uh-huh.
I think it was called The Wall or something. Well, I lived in the country. We didn't have that. So
well, you lived in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Well, but there's a Tao Records in Virginia, in like near Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I lived about 5 hours from there.
Oh, I didn't know where you lived in Virginia. Okay.
I lived in BFE near Kentucky. Got and it. Tennessee.
Oh, that's right, because you're from West Virginia.
Yeah, no. but I heard the song. I went to buy the cassette single.
Ooh, that's old.
Then, like, a week later, I accidentally ran over it with my car, and they had no other copies of it.
How did you accidentally run over it with your car?
I don't know. It fell out, and it just... I accidentally ran over it.
That actually was a really good song. Devastated?
So upset, because they had no more singles.
Singles.
Isn't that what they were called? Singles? Cassette singles? They were called singles.
You're totally dating yourself right now.
But, like, you didn't have cassette tapes.
What is
it? I had cassette tapes that...
I'm like 10 years old. What? I don't know what that is.
I had cassette tapes that were so old that they sounded like...
I know. Like, you had to give it... Like, they had to heat up a little bit to go faster.
Yeah. And kind of like my VHS version of Dirty Dancing. Just...
I love that movie. My sister and
I. It was filmed like 10 minutes from my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Wait.
We went to go see it filmed.
That was filmed in West Virginia?
Virginia.
That's my sister and I's favorite movie. Dirty Dancing, yeah.
I love
it. We used to try to recreate the lift.
How many times did she drop you?
That was good. Like twice. Like two times. speaking of movies, I was asked a question by what's his name on something M O T S E on Twitter.
Hold on.
I forget his name.
I'll look it up.
But anyways, he asked me what my three favorite movies are.
Mookie,
there you go.
He's my Metro Train boyfriend.
Yes.
Also known as Plus One.
Yes. I want him to be my Plus One.
Asked you. One moment.
He asked me what my top three movies were and what my top three rappers were.
Right.
So my top three rappers are Jay-Z, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and it's a toss-up between Dr. Dre and...
I know you are not dissing either Tupac or Biggie. How can one of those not be one of your favorite rappers?
I would say that those two would be in a tie.
I'm not one of your favorite rappers.
No, like all time.
Or MC Light.
Like, well, he only asked my top three, goddammit. Those are for sure on my list, for sure. But my top three would probably be those three.
What about Left Eye Lopez?
She wasn't really a rapper.
She only rapped in their songs.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, she wasn't like a rapper. Like, she was just a rapper in a group. And I don't want to diminish what she did in the group.
What about Salt and Pepper?
Salt and Pepper's here, and we came to... Okay.
What? I don't know. Stop.
Which, by the way, my mother was rocking a blonde streak when that song came out. She was looking like a lesbian.
Oh.
Pat Benatar all along. Oh. But anyways, like those, like male rappers, those would be my top three. It'd be Snoop Doggy Dogg, Dr. Dre, and Jay-Z. I love the way Jay-Z sounds when he raps. So those are my top three. And those are all from three different generations. Well, maybe not, because Snoop Doggy Dogg was the same as
Dr.
Dre.
They're all the same. They all started out like around the same time.
Jay-Z came way later. Like, he came way later.
Like the 90s.
Yeah, but like late 90s. Probably like 97, maybe?
Snoop Dogg is around the same time.
No, Snoop Dogg started way before then. Because
Not mainstream.
Yeah, because it was 1993 when I remember it was 1993 and 1992... when the Janet album came out and Snoop Doggy Dogg was already out. But anyway, so those and the reason why I like them is because their flow to me sonically is I love it. It's the way that
sonically
they're like melodic when it rap.
Sonically.
Yes, I'm getting real deep with music here.
Stop. Because that just sounded
so
ridiculous.
My top three movies, I think that's what he asked me.
Yeah.
My favorite all-time movie is My Best Friend's Wedding. That's my favorite.
You always talk about that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love that movie. Julia Roberts was, she was good in that movie. There's another movie called Get Real. It's an English movie. It's like a coming of age movie. It's about this kid who falls in love with a soccer player and they end up having like an affair, and
I saw that
they kind of like they're young and they're in love and he loves them, and then he totally beats his ass towards the end of the movie. I don't know, it's just a very touching.
So you're into abuse.
Oh, shut up. And then my
you're
third
very
one I was
Tina
like,
Knight.
Solange
and Jay-Z.
Shut up. we're about to recreate this elevator scene.
Oh, really?
Here.
Where's the elevator? Because I'm going to be Beyonce.
Right. Just stand back. Stand back. My third favorite movie? I don't know. Probably like Steel Magnolias.
Okay.
I love a really good crime movie. Like, I like to like get in there and just...
Do you know what movie makes me cry every time I watch it?
E.T.?
No. Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh.
Oh,
Fried Green Tomatoes was so good too.
Yeah. My number one most favorite movie ever is Goonies.
Oh, I love that movie. See, like, it's really hard because it's like we came from an era where there was such great movie making that it's like, I mean, you have Goonies, you have Gremlins, you have Back to the Future.
All the 80s movies.
Most of the 80s movies were amazing. Mm-hmm. Like,
Teen Wolf.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
Pretty in Pink.
Oh no, no. So I take it back. Not E.T. My other favorite movie is
Pamela Anderson's Porn.
No. Not Terms of Endearment. That is a good movie, and that is in my top 20. But it stars the Wright from House of Cards. Robin Wright, I think. Oh my god, I'm gonna have to hold on. Stars Eric Stoltz, where he falls in love with the mechanic who has the earring. You not know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I remember.
Oh my god! I need the
Crying Game.
No, it's gonna bother me, so I'm gonna look.
Oh yeah, look it up real quick. So while you're gonna look that up, how do we feel about? Well, we talked about Michael Sams and his boyfriend, right? Well, like a couple days after that, it came out that he was a boyfriend of a well-known porn star, Austin Wilde.
Yes.
And there's actually video of them having sex and all that stuff.
There's video?
Yeah.
And oh, pictures. I didn't see. I didn't see the video of them two getting it together. I
mean, they were. That's how they met, apparently.
Wait, so the guy was a porn star too?
Yeah.
I thought he. Oh, I'm a little confused because I didn't.
Hold on, I'll show you. So, but they, they were like together. And he was actually on, like a couple of the porns.
Okay, I got it. Some Kind of Wonderful. That's my favorite.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think I remember.
You've never seen, do you not remember? Tell me you don't remember that cover. No?
I don't remember that cover.
What? It's one of John Hughes's. Mary Stuart Masterson is who I was thinking of, not Robin Wright. Oh my God, that movie makes me so happy and so sad. Because it's like it's going to make me cry. Because it's like, it's one of those where he falls in love. He has a best friend who is Mary Stuart Masterson. She's kind of a tomboy. I think to some degree he thought she was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he falls in love with like the popular girl in school, and he was kind of like this nerdy kid who didn't have a lot of money and just, you know, whatever, was going about his business and trying to fall in love with the popular girl, all the while she was trying to get him to see. That's not him.
Is that him?
No, that's a porn star.
Yeah, this is the porn star he dated.
Yeah, no, yeah, that is, but not the guy that he's fucking in that scene. Bareback, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hot.
I guess that's how they do it at guysinsweatpants.com.
So anyway, she's trying to get him to see that he doesn't need to be with her. He doesn't need to be with the other girl. He needs to be with her. And all the while, she's helping him pick, like, a corsage.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the money he had saved to go to college, he spends it on diamond earrings for her. And the girl picks them out. And then he gives them to her. And she rejects him. And he's like, I'm not the one for you. I'm not the one you're looking for. And then he's like, and then she tells him, she's like, you need to go get her. And he goes back and he's like, I have the earrings for you. Oh my God, it's so cry. I'm gonna cry. Sounds it was so stupid. Good. You should watch it. It's a really good movie.
Oh, So anyway, he dated Austin Wilde. Yes. So I bet there has to be some kind of video.
Oh God, who knows?
In pictures. JD on Twitter said, did you hear also that Vito comes from the mobster family? Apparently he's related to some mobsters.
Yeah.
And he asked like things that we should talk about. You did. And he said, one, Ratchet reality TV. Two, is Bryan Singer a pedo bear in disguise?
Yes, I agree.
Who is that?
Bryan Singer, the director, he's directed a bunch of movies. I can't think of anyone.
I'll have to look him up.
But he's like, he's the one that's embroiled in that scandal where the guy said that he was straight and that Bryan Singer had fucked him while he was in drugs and kept feeding him drugs and promised him he was going to make him a star and then he never did and all this. But apparently the straight boy kept going back and every time he went back, he got fucked.
Oh, so he knew who he was getting into.
So he knew exactly what the fuck was going on. He's just pissed because he didn't get any...
That's him right there?
Yeah. Oh, he's so ugly. He's heavier now. A little heavier. But yes, I agree with you. He is a pedio bear? A pedophile bear?
Pedo bear.
Pedo bear.
RuPaul's Drag Race finale.
Oh,
that's segment. Tomorrow.
Damn, these are so like, it's like
you go down in it.
Ow. Go down.
So I think Bianca is going to be the winner.
I don't think so.
Please don't tell me you think it's going to be. Oh, my God.
I think it's
going to. I want.
I think it's going to be. Okay, let me be clear. Regardless of who wins, if it's. I shouldn't say that because I really don't want Quantiniac to win. But if it is Adore Delano or Bianca, I'm happy with that either way because I think they're both fabulous and they're both pretty good at what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, each of them have Bianca's their strengths.
Bianca was never in the bottom. Hello. Adore was like four times.
Was she four times? Sorry.
Calm down.
What was she four times?
Three times, I think.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe two. Whatever. It's
right. She was down
she
there.
Just in the bottom.
Right. She is the bottom.
She was a big old sloppy bottom.
I don't know. I kind of think that it could be. I it could be either way, but I think that I guess the most obvious choice would be Bianca. But I mean, I'm fine with that. I think it's awesome.
Although Bianca
does.
Was a little bitchy in the beginning, I didn't really care for her attitude.
No, because I didn't understand helping, her. You didn't know her, and you didn't understand. And then as you saw, like as the shows kept coming, it's like, oh, she's actually nice, and she actually is a sweet person, and it is really an act.
Right.
You know, she's not really like that as a person.
She's not caught in the act.
Dry as hell.
Yeah.
That bitch is so fucking, there's nothing funny about her. And she's just, all she is pretty. That's all she is. She's not.
Pretty hurts.
Thank you, Beowulf. she doesn't exude, to me, she doesn't exude what drag queen is. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's Bianca Del Rio and Adore Delano are of the two extremes. You have Bianca Del Rio that's like, the over-the-top dramatic with the makeup and all that. Then you have Adore Delano, who's the pretty, but she's still kind of dramatic. And
why didn't anyone ever call Adore out for her, like, funky wigs? Like, she had rat nest wigs.
She mentioned that, though, in one of the episodes. I think she said something about her wigs being ratchet.
They are ratchet.
Yeah, totally.
Oh. So I think Bianca Del Rio, we don't know. This is actually coming out tonight, the show. Yeah, so we don't know until tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's going to... more than likely it'll be Bianca, which I'm totally okay with. And she deserves it. So I think she embodies that. But I also think that, you know, Adore Delano, although she isn't as seasoned as maybe the other two are, there's still something about her that keeps you wanting to learn more about her. Mm-hmm. So she's got that aspect. Cognac girl, she is dry as a motherfucking Mojave Desert.
That's dry.
Not real, real dry.
He also asked, what do you geek out to?
What do I geek out to?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's Janet related.
I think...
Totally geeked. I'm sorry, I'm opening up a
I get geeky pastry. Like when it comes to like...
Mac stuff? Like Apple, things like that, like computer tech shit.
No, that... gets me excited, but I don't think it's really geeky because I'm not like, oh, I got an iPad Air with 2.5.
What is that face?
You know, that's my nerd face.
Oh my God.
That's my nerd face.
You need to put on crazy killer big glasses and you would totally look fucking psycho right now.
What are you talking about? I don't think there's anything that just makes me like super like geek out where people would like who are you?
I can't get that.
I don't. Too bad I wasn't filming it. I probably can't ever do that face again.
Oh my God!
Is that it? Oh, I forgot to mention we went to go have dinner with. I don't know if you want to say her real name.
No. Pookie.
We had dinner with Pookie.
I know
that was fun. That was nice.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. What makes me geek out? Anything that's Janet
matcha.
Related. Anything that's that's matcha. Tea or anything like that.
This matcha, if you like set it for like 2 and 3 minutes and then drink it, it'll like lower your enzymes.
I'm going to take a picture of that face and post it on Facebook.
No, I'm not doing it. No.
Oh my God. I'm going to find out. Oh my God. Wait, have you seen the movie? Have you seen the? Have you seen the movie Prisoners? Let me pull this movie up. Oh, by the way, if you haven't seen that movie Prisoners with what's his name, the Australian actor, Hugh Jackman.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, it is. The movie is fucking intense. And it, you are the entire time you're like, what the fuck? Like, you're like, you keep thinking it's one and it's not, and it's another and it's not. And here, I'm going to show you the glasses that. Oh. You put those glasses on.
Oh, those are child molester glasses. Yeah, those are. There's
like those are
pedo
like,
glasses.
Like, what are they like the pedo glasses? They're like.
I really like your pedo glasses. Can I get a pair of them?
Oh my God! Because that's how he was. Oh my God! Because that's how he was talking. And then the worst part is that he would give like this crazy ass side eye with those glasses. He'd be like. Oh my God.
Oh my God, not my smoker's cough. Oh, oh God.
Anyway, so yeah, I just like anything that I'm really passionate about, like Janet, George Michael makes me geek out
matcha.
Like crazy. Matcha.
Ginger Boys.
Ginger Boys.
With booties.
That, oh, that boy that was at the mall yesterday.
We talked about that already on the show that's gonna come out after this one.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. So we had dinner with Pookie
There's another Twitter thing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So we'll
talk about Pookie in a second.
Okay.
I ask, we want to know what your shopping fetish is. We all know Ricky loves a bag. What do you shop for? So JD says, comic books. I turn squeal like a pig and pop a huge geek boner when I'm looking for comic novels. And I responded, well, sounds like we need to go shopping together.
Is that just to see his geeky boner?
Duh. I am a bagaholic.
I would say shoes. Shoes and underwear for me.
Oh my God, shoes.
Shoes, underwear, and
do you like jeans?
You kind of resemble Lady Divine with those crazy ass eyebrows.
Just call me fat.
Those great. Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Have eyebrows.
Yeah, but the your muscle. Oh, girl, I need to take a picture of that.
No,
that looks like you're straining to shit.
Oh, yeah.
I am literally soaking this couch with so much sweat from this laughter.
Take your coat off. Have a good time.
I am having a great time. Shut up. Anyway.
So, Pookie. We can go to Pookie now.
Okay. Oh, so that's what makes him...
That's
what makes him geek out? Is
comic books.
Comic
yeah.
books? Okay. Yeah, I could
and
see
mine's
that.
Bags. Like, I fucking want to go to the Timbuktu store so bad in Chicago.
I know!
Now.
Dangerous.
Just... all my checks.
Well, I will tell you, I have two bags that I could take in so that I could...
I have two bags that we could take in.
I do need a new bag.
I need like a four new bags. But they don't do the recycling thing. You have to mail them. They don't do it in the store.
How do you know?
Because I looked it up already.
Oh. But they can
it's
mail it from there.
Off.
But they can mail it from there. Mm-hmm.
But I want to buy the bag that day.
Oh, because you have to wait till they send you the certificate?
The coupon, yeah.
Fuck!
And it's two separate ones. You can't use them both on the same item.
Oh.
Just ruined it.
You know what? They should actually give you at least 50% of that bag.
Those bags are expensive.
They sure are. I just saw
one. I love my bags.
I want a duffel bag of theirs. $225. No, thank you, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
No, ma'am.
Well,
not going to do the $225 for a fucking duffel right. bag from Timbuktu. But anyways, so, moving along to Pookie. We had dinner with her on Wednesday.
Because she thinks I'm awesome and she wanted to meet me.
Okay, first of all, let's get past the we had dinner.
Because she thinks I'm awesome and she wanted to meet me. So she's like,
let's have dinner. She,
Can I have the other Gansita?
Yeah.
You're doing what people love for you to do while podcasting. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all smashed.
Well, it's not my fault. It really
isn't. Oh, it's never your fault, is it, Roger?
Never. Ever,
ever. Ever, ever.
Anyway, so she was like, I want to really meet Ricky. She's like, I love his voice. She's like, I think he sounds like...
I love his laugh.
And she loves his laugh. And she's like, and I really think he sounds like he would be a fun person. I said, he is. I go, I'll check in with him and see what he thinks. And then we checked it out. Everything happened. We met up for dinner. We had sushi. He met her wifey.
And, so much food.
And we just had a great time. I mean,
we were there for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we were there for a good while. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think you always get a little nervous when you're introducing friends to other friends, especially because, at least for me, it's really difficult to mix
circles of friends together.
For me, it is. I personally don't care, but I feel like some circles of friends just don't mesh well. So sometimes I like to keep them a little separated, mm-hmm. because it just makes things a lot easier for me.
And some know things about you that others don't, and you don't want that mixed up together.
That's not true.
So Pookie doesn't know that you like to sell your booty on the side.
Oh, gosh,
over here on...
I'd probably try to sell it to her first, see how it all works out.
She coupon. She's not going to give you shit.
I know, right? Fucking cheapskate. Yeah. Oh, let me just tell you. Her and Pookie, two peas in a pod. Bitches, we're talking about...
We did couponing. Geek out about couponing.
Oh, my God. We'll have to use a dinosaur.
So.
It's okay.
Make it big of a deal.
Yes, people like the dinosaur. Oh, you know what you could do? You could maybe use the Mariah Carey track. You don't know what. You don't know what.
It's illegal.
Oh, is it?
Can't use that.
Anyway,
or something like that.
Pookie. What was it talking about, Pookie? Oh, you guys like
couponing?
Yeah, more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
couponing.
Yeah, she likes.
We're gonna go couponing, and we're gonna drive all the way to Indiana to Kroger.
I will not be involved in that.
Well, that's when she just becomes my friend and not yours anymore.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
So even though you've been friends for like 40 years,
yeah,
and you've only been alive for like 35.
Oh, thanks.
Seven.
Don't eat your words, bitch. We've been Pookie and I have been friends. Pookie and I have been friends. You're gonna cut my concentration with that face. Don't do it. Anyway, Pookie and I have been friends for, it'll be 20 years in June. Oh, that's an ass. That doesn't ask for days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, we had fun. And I just, you know, it's just, for me, it's like, I'd rather, who is that?
That's the guy that I just showed you.
No, but who is that? Is it a porn star?
No, not really. He's like an internet, like, maybe porn star.
One porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just really worried about certain friendship worlds colliding. Because some people are a little snobbish.
Mm-hmm.
Others are not.
Girl, your stomach.
I had a burp. So it just makes it really difficult sometimes, because then you don't know how are they gonna react to each other, and then makes it really difficult for me when I want to hang out with people, because it's like I want to hang out with all of you guys, but I know that all of you guys are not gonna get along because not all of you have things in common, and it just makes it for a weird.
So how did we do?
You guys did awesome. But I knew.
Because I hate her.
Right. Secretly, she hates you.
Well, you know.
But no, I mean, this is the thing. Is that I knew that you and her would get along. Like, I knew that it would mix well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that has happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were in control. Pookie, did you hear that? Sounds like you couldn't be my friend unless someone was there.
No, she could have totally reached out to you on Facebook. Have you found her on Facebook yet?
Yeah. Okay. I did, but it was kind of hard because
right, her name
is trying to spell her name.
Yeah,
and I was like,
her name. Well, that's not how she spells her name anyway. But mm-hmm. yeah. Anyway, so and she's not really on Facebook a lot, so it's.
I could tell
she sucks on Facebook. Yeah.
Pookie, get it together.
Right.
You got a Twitter?
Don't even ask her about Twitter. She doesn't even text message? No, it's like, what is Twitter? I mean, it's like.
Does she text message?
Yeah. Oh, she's horrible at that.
Oh, do you horrible have to decipher? You have to put it in
Pookie,
Google Translate?
You're horrible. Horrible.
About responding?
Yes. Or, oh. Her excuse is, I don't have a smartphone.
Oh, she has a flip phone?
No. God, that would have been funny. No, she's got a. She's got like a.
She has a slider.
Yeah, it's a.
But
she's
they're still text
fucking
messaging.
BlackBerry. Oh,
but oh
yeah, like old.
I thought only the president uses that.
Ugh, and I don't even know why he's trying to keep it alive.
Because he has to. The iPhone isn't secure enough for national security.
And the fucking BlackBerry is.
It is. Yeah, they've used BlackBerries forever. They have like government contracts with them.
Girl, why are you adding to her crazy? You just added to her crazy because now
she thinks people are looking.
Wait. Because this is what she's going to come back to me with. Thank you, Ricky. She's going to come back to me. See, Ricky said it was fine. I could continue to use it. I could continue to use the BlackBerry because the White House uses it and it's so secure. So I don't have to worry about it.
It's probably not the same one she uses, though.
No, she uses. I think hers has.
If you're a regular civilian, it is not okay to have BlackBerry.
Thank you. Thank you for making that clarification.
I mean, you know, you should get an iPhone. I mean, you can get a Samsung, but you should really get an iPhone because we won't text you if you have a Samsung.
Because we got to pay for it.
Right. But we don't really have to because we have unlimited texting.
Yeah.
But it comes in green and not blue.
I mean,
blue,
you know,
so.
You're just killing my jokes. Right. Why?
Yeah, yeah. Stop it. Because you're not funny.
Hashtag hilarious.
Ba ba wa wa.
Bawa. This is Bawa Wawa.
I'm not gonna be able to get my hair cut.
What time is it?
5:15.
Oh, we could totally go.
No.
Are you sure?
I'll just do it tomorrow.
I told you to fucking call them. And just be like, hey y'all, I'm gonna be there like 5:45.
It wouldn't take them long. We can go. I'll put this up when we leave, but after we come back.
Oh, I was or having
we can
such
put it away
a...
real fast. We gotta go.
I was having such a great time with y'all today.
Me too, but we'll have to go get my hair cut. So let's say bye.
So maybe we'll throw out a little like 10-minute about RuPaul tomorrow?
Maybe.
Like Tuesday?
We can try and figure out Hangout and see if we can record it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. This is, who was I?
Ice Ice Baby?
No.
You're like four names.
Fuck, yeah. I can't remember who.
Anyway, this is Ricky.
And this is whoever I said I was at the beginning of the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.